This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to Shout a Bitter. I am Shout a Bitter. Here on today's show, we are going to have a discussion about Waitangi, since this Waitangi Day coming up tomorrow. Right now it is Love Hangover by Shelly Fisher, Dominic Fike on Shout a Bitter on ROFM. Right, first some latest from Waitangi as Waitangi is prepared for arrival of speed to 50,000 people as treaty politics comes to the fore. The Māori Queen was welcomed to her tribute grounds today since she was sworn as kin after her father's passing last year. Also, the politician will be welcomed on Wednesday. National MPs have met with WC Moss Hapu, despite later asking for Ed Leder to stay away from Waitangi. Chris Luxon will spend Waitangi Day in the South Island. Te Pai Mai are calling for a Parliamentary Commission to establish for the Treaty of Waitangi. Waitangi Day has a strong legacy of protests going back decades. Read more about the history here. What do everyday people think of Waitangi Day? This is from Stuff Local reporter Glenn McConnell has to say about why does Waitangi Day been important, why is it important to the Māori and all the peoples of Aotearoa? Mm-hmm.
Kia ora, welcome to Waitangi 2025. It is a busy, busy year. We thought this morning we'd just show you around Waitangi and the treaty grounds as well. Take you for a bit of a tour of Waitangi for those who haven't been here before. A bit of slow TV to start off the morning on stuff.co.nz. We're outside Te Tiriti o Waitangi Marae, Te Ti Marae, down below the treaty grounds. It is the main marae of Waitangi. It is where the local hapu kind of look after everyone who join the Waitangi celebrations. The marae has just reopened this year after some refurbishments, 101 years old. This is the location where Te Tiriti o Waitangi was debated, was signed back in 1840. We'll head up now towards the treaty grounds. It is it's a fairly long walk, so stick with us. But this is the bridge coming up where we see so many flags, so many bombs, so many manu when the tide is high at Waitangi. So all between Te Ti Marae and the treaty grounds, you have these stalls and events that go on for the full Waitangi week. All sorts people travelling from around New Zealand to talk about issues, to sell the hāngi or the steam pudding or ice cream. Mr. Whippy no doubt will be somewhere around here. A lot of activists, a lot of non-profit groups like Save Our Kauri Forest will come up here as well. It is all sorts who join us at Waitangi. Hey, where'd you get the sign? Or the flag?
The flag. I got it online.
Oh, yeah. Tuitu Te Tiriti from the hikoi or from Waitangi itself?
I got it for Waitangi.
Have you come up from far away or?
I've come from Pōneke.
Oh, brilliant. Same.
Kia ora.
What kind of, is this your first Waitangi or?
It's my third time.
Yeah.
And I'm Tau Iwi, Tangata Tiriti. I think it's very, very important, the most important day in the year. So that's why I've come here.
Brilliant. Good to meet you.
Kia ora.
Now, this kind of bridge, tide low at the moment, but we normally would see heaps of kids lining up, jumping off into the river. It is the most beautiful spot. You can see Te Ti Marae, see the waka on the shore, and then walk up to the treaty grounds. This year at Waitangi, they're expecting 50,000 people to visit during the week. Peter Tepine, the chairperson of the Waitangi National Trust. He's hopeful that when the government MPs are welcomed onto the treaty grounds today, that it isn't going to be too hectic, that there will be debate, but not too much tension. It could be a difficult task. Obviously, David Seymour will be here from the ACT Party. He is behind the Treaty Principles Bill. Meanwhile, New Zealand First will be here. Locals, of course, Winston Peters, Shane Jones, familiar faces in the far north. But not afraid to rack up the crowds as we saw last year as well. And Tuitu Te Tiriti, the organisers of the Hikoi Mō Te Tiriti from last year, they are also here at Waitangi. They will be getting ready, I understand, in about an hour, with their supporters who will have travelled from across the country to kind of protest for treaty rights. They will be here as well to meet the government when they arrive this morning. The pretty crazy thing about Waitangi, about Pai here, is it's not a big place. Very small community, relatively. But Waitangi Day, we have kia ora. We have people from across the world, literally cruise ships lining up outside, bringing in thousands of people, tens of thousands of people joining from around New Zealand, driving up, flying up to Kirikiri. And so through the day, ahead of Waitangi Day tomorrow, this area becomes a bit of a city, really. Tents being set up right over there, police moving in huge, huge numbers. From around the country, paramedics, Māori wardens, all sorts of people, just to make sure this all works out when you have a community of a few thousand, really, become a size of a town, 50,000 people visiting from across the world. We're outside the Copthorne Hotel. Significant in that it is the closest thing, that the pit stop between Te Tiriti o Waitangi Marae and the treaty grounds. Not a bad spot to pop in for a cold beverage if you're tracking back and forward in the sun. It gets pretty hot. What's brought you to Waitangi?
Oh, we always come every year.
How many years have you been here?
I'd say 20-something years now.
Yeah. Wow. So here's the main entrance to the Waitangi Treaty Grounds. This is the bit that's open, you know, every day of the year. Welcomes tourists, welcomes visitors from everywhere all the time if you want to come to the Treaty Grounds. Obviously, this time of the year, it becomes something a bit different. It becomes a site of yeah, almost a mini parliament, you look at it. It's like politicians coming to debate their ideas, alongside activists, alongside just people interested in what is going on. But it is actually quite a cool museum set up here as well. This just last night was the opening of 50 years of the Waitangi Tribunal, an exhibition looking at that that institution set up to defend, I guess, or analyse the role of Te Tiriti in modern government. Making our way through the car park, making sure David White, the cameraman, doesn't get run over as we head into the treaty grounds itself, separate from Te Tiriti or Waitangi Marae. The treaty grounds is where on 1840 they signed Te Tiriti, although it was debated down at Te Tiriti or Waitangi Marae. And we will head into towards the Whare Waka down the bottom of the treaty grounds. During Waitangi, they set it up as a bit of a marquee tent, a place for anyone really to come and debate Te Tiriti away from the formalities of the upper marae, where they have the porphyry, which you would have seen yesterday when the kingitanga was welcomed, bringing with it te pāti Māori and iwi from across Aotearoa, and also actually visitors, guests from the Pacific. What do we have? What do we have here? Closed off. Oh no. The Whare Waka Cafe. We have to take another entrance. Looks like some dignitaries have blocked it off. Troublesome. when you're making a live walkabout of the treaty grounds, but we continue. We go through the bushes to get in. Which will take us beside the Waitangi Forum tent. That's a tent I was talking about before, where they have debate, panel discussions, all sorts, really, of chat about politics, about Te Tiriti, about health, I was listening to yesterday. More market stalls, so much. Buy some white bait if you want. It is festival-like? It is a festival, actually, really, Waitangi. The waka that normally sits in the Whare Waka here, clearly huge. It is an incredible sight. Tomorrow morning we will see a flotilla of waka heading out. You'd have seen at the start of this live stream, if you were watching, the waka already lined up outside Te Tiriti Marae. Yesterday, Chris Hipkins from the Labour Party was in there having a look, paddling around the beautiful Bay of Islands. This is the treaty grounds, the start of the treaty grounds. We'll just head up this hill to, you know, a site I think everyone will be familiar with. It is the flagpole and then Te Whare Rūnganga, the top of the treaty grounds, a marae where everyone is welcomed to Waitangi. This morning we have the government MPs being welcomed to Waitangi. It will be a very interesting morning. There'll be debate, there'll be speeches from David Seymour, from Toma Pōtaka, from also New Zealand First, either Shane Jones or Winston Peters, maybe both. Probably some, you know, everyone is welcome here, which means that people who are not supportive of this government will be probably lined up watching this porphyry happen. So it will be a fiery display and a remarkable porphyry to see this morning in a remarkable setting. We're just, if you look ahead, we're coming up to the grounds, the flagpole will be coming into view in any second, and you'll be able to see just beyond the flagpole the Navy will be floating, sitting out in the harbour. This this area kind of feels almost old world, in that the traditions, not just from Te Ao Māori, but from Te Ao Pākehā, the government sending in its military to take part in the traditions of Waitangi, in the celebrations, the commemorations of the signing of Te Tiriti or Waitangi. And there it is. You can see potentially behind me there, we have the flagpole and we have Navy officers guarding it. This flagpole is kind of, it's the job of the Royal New Zealand Navy to look after it. They sail in, each Waitangi, on their ships. They park it just in front of the treaty grounds, in front of the house where Te Tiriti o Waitangi was signed. Today, obviously, some cruise ships as well. You know, a lot of people want to be here. They've got to stay somewhere. These grounds are so vast. It's such a big space. But yesterday, I think, was a good example. When the Kingitanga arrived, it was packed out. There were so many people here, both to welcome the Kingitanga, from the Kingitanga. They arrived with four buses, vans, a convoy of SUVs to come to the treaty grounds, to come to and be welcomed at Te Whare Rūnganga over there. This entire space is often packed out with haka porphyry, with groups to welcome and respond to the haukainga. And this is the kind of starting point, I guess, of why the treaty grounds are based here. The old, effectively, my understanding, government house, where once Te Tiriti had been debated, everyone came up and, you know, it was originally, for the first time, signed just on a table out the front of this whare here. Obviously, more recently they have built Te Whare Rūnganga to sit opposite this house. And the idea of building Te Whare Rūnganga here, it's a marae for everyone. So there's talk around, you know, Te Tiriti o Waitangi marae, where we started this tour of Waitangi, is the marae where everyone belongs. It is the marae where, Te Tiriti o Waitangi marae is the marae of the haukainga. It's the marae where the tangata whenua have always been and continue to occupy. Te Whare Rūnganga is meant to be a national marae, a marae where literally everyone is welcome. It is open, and I think right now actually, there's a group in there being introduced to Waitangi. And it is where later today, right over there, government MPs will arrive and we'll hear from locals and from the public who will be kind of on the field behind us what everyone thinks about their policies.
Jenna
Lynch, kia ora.
Kia ora. What have you been doing?
It's been a long tour.
It is.
We have been everywhere in Waitangi. We've been from Te Tiriti to Waitangi, Marae, we've been to the Whare Waka, we've been up the hill, walking backwards up a hill for most of it.
Nice.
To end up here at the treaty grounds.
Nice. And everyone knows what's going on here today, so the politicians all come to town today, which is always a bit of a spectacle up here at Waitangi. Last year in particular, there was a lot of protest around the government coming on. All of the politicians come on to the marae together, which hasn't always been the case. They used to have an opposition pōwhiri and a government pōwhiri separately, but a few years back they decided to come on all together. So all of the politicians, barring Te Pāti Māori, who came on with the kingitanga yesterday, will be coming on. It's 11 o'clock.
Yeah, 11 o'clock. You expecting fireworks?
I think so. Maybe something different this year. I think there's, you know, we've seen a lot of that building movement from among Māoridom against the Treaty Principles Bill in particular, but also other government policies. And I think there's probably a little bit of frustration around government policy at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see both what members of the public do, because a lot of the protest action wasn't obviously from the host, Ngāpui, here. It was more members of the public coming to the pōwhiri last year. But it'll be interesting to see whether there's anything coming from the hosts this time.
Yeah, Ngāpui do pretty well. And they bring in tikanga, they bring in religion even as well, to kind of try and calm the environment, calm what can be, you know, pretty divisive issues being discussed. I do understand there'll be a bit of a Toitū Te Tiriti protest arriving for the government as well. So there could be a face down, but Prime Minister Christopher Luxon not here. Do you think that will change how the government is welcomed?
I do wonder how that will change things, because just basing it off last year, the contributions from his two coalition partners were somewhat antagonistic, whereas Christopher Luxon's was kind of a calming speech in the middle of it all. So I wonder how much that might change proceedings. He has sent ministers on his behalf, so Tamil Paul Tucker or Paul Goldsmith could likely step into the fold and play that smoothing over role. But I'm on tenterhooks. I'm not too sure what's going to happen today.
Yeah. 11 o'clock, it will be really interesting. And we have live coverage, live blog running on stuff.co.nz from now actually until Waitangi Day tomorrow. The dawn ceremony kicking off 5, 6 a.m. We'll be here in the very early, early hours on Waitangi Day. It's going to be a big one.
Waitangi has always been a such an interesting place. Right now, I'm going to play Lopez and Slides on Shadowpedia on Arrow FM. We'll be right back. Feels Like by Enslaved on Shoutopedia on RFM. Don't Feel Forever by Blue Icicle is coming up next. Waitangi Day, a day of commemoration, celebration, mourning, and remembrance. It's the day we mark the signing of a tree Waitangi on February 6, 1814. The day was first celebrated in 1934 and Whenua was made an official papa holiday. Over the years, Waitara Day has been seen the chance to make express the grievance of its territory and its tethered issues arising from it since British colonisation of New Zealand, and also led some most significant protests in New Zealand history as well. Many movements have gone down to political folklore. Within the society as a nation prepares to mark 100th signing and start of a colonisation of our country, of our Māori land. Here are nine most significant protest action 1972-1973 Nanga Tomatoa brings protest to the fore. In the early 1970s, activist group Nanga Tomatoa brought protest to Waitangi during the period when new generation of Māori activists were gaining prominence. In 1972, the group staged a walkout from official ceremonies at Waitangi, while in 1973, they wore black armbands to symbolize mourning the loss of Māori land. Common refrains among the protesters were honour for treaty and treaty as a fraud. Traders for us more common like an epic thing, thinking a treaty divides Māori and Māori rights and give British settlers favour for development. Nanga Tamatoa City set the scene for more protests throughout the decade. 1981 Honest in visitor for Maraha Cons disrupted Te Tai Marae's after being a scene of protests of Waitangi, and in 1981 this was on display in a clash between more conservative older Maori leaders and a radical younger activist. In that year, Van Ness Chief for Sue Graham Latimer and Dan Winnicuba was disrupted with 8 people being arrested. A dispute over differences in attitude towards the treaty, with Māori elders tradition regarded the treaty as scarce confident compared to many younger Māori who deemed it a fraud. 1984, Hikoi brings thousands to Waitangi. In 1984, one of the biggest protests to date to hit Waitangi in the form of Hikoi. Around 4,000 people marched up to the North Island in the hope of meeting the Governor-General. However, they were stopped at the Waitangi Bridge. The march was organised by the Waitangi Action Committee, New Zealand Māori Council and Māori Women's Welfare League, but Kuna Tonga, and included leaders from older and younger generations from any way as well as Pākehā. But Hikoi was followed by who effect called No Viva Waitangi celebration until the treaty had been honoured. 1990, a watershed moment for protests at Waitangi. 150th anniversary of the signing of the treaty in 1990 was a watershed moment for the protests at Waitangi in the presence of Queen Elizabeth II. The Anglican Bishop of Aotearoa, Whakahuihui, Whiriko, called out in the failure of a ground to honour Te Territory in what deemed the controversial speech at the time. 150 years ago, a compact was signed, a convention was made between two people, but since the signing of a treaty, our partners have marginalised us. You have not honoured the treaty. Whiriko said, that year saw a woman for a wet t-shirt African upon her arrival at the treaty grounds. 1995 physical envelope adds heat to the protest. Reaction to the cover so-called physical envelope of a treaty settlements mean protest got heated in 1995. The physical envelope was a policy introduced by National in 1994 which said I won't be limitable for all treaty settlements. In reaction, an annual form at T.T. Marae was cancelled, While protest flags were hoisted over treaty grounds, the East Gladstone fence led to the cancellation of official ceremonies at Waitangi, with the government staying away for the next 3 years. The fence was criticised by then Prime Minister Gibraltar, who said that what happened was not fair. In a official proposal, Murray Dim. 2004, politicians become targets. In 2004, politicians become target of protesters, with both the Prime Minister and opposition leader caught in the thick of it. Prime Minister Helga was chosen as she left T.T. Murray. She never returned to the Murray while in office. Meanwhile, National Leader Dobridge was pelted with mud and Ed Watson responsible to his controversial order of speech, where he said Murray have special privileges. Not a bad shot, but he said afterwards. 2009, John Key threatened his first visit as PM. Newly the Prime Minister John Key received a frosty reception during his first visit to Waitangi. Two men breached Key security and grabbed the Prime Minister's jacket in an attempt to stop him to come into T.T. Murray. But the incident was condemned by Kamatoa Edward Murray and veteran adverse T.T. Harrier was reported saying fat. After videos of warehouse struggle, there's no need for physical protest at the time. 10 men were charged with assault. 2016, a fine deal to Domino's proceedings. In 2016, in what only described as one of the most bizarre protests ever seen in Waitangi, a deal that was thrown and National Stephen Joyce, who was the Economic Development Minister at the time. The incident happened while Joyce was given a media interview with an object hitting the minister flush on the face. Protester Josie Butler was a culprit and she led away by police. Butler was eventually released without charge. And last year, 2024, coalition government directly challenged. A charge was laid on to the new coalition government at Waitangi in 2024 over their proposed reforms to treaty law and other Murray-related policies. During a heated poll, very members of a coalition who many views, including both activists, former MP Hone Hawera, who's told the government for treaty principles, was going down to the toilet. Toma Itu also led a project at work of hardest stress while invited all carrying white flags to the treaty grounds. This is where saying was come to violate it in year with Nationwide Hikoi headed to Parliament in November. And December even got Mofo got taken away from him because nobody wanted to stand up to his anti-Murray antics. Even himself, his primary, there was always got to be an anti-Murray figure who wants to divide us. David Edwards, he wants to try secrets, but he's not. He wants to cause division and fear across us.
Schools, curriculums and assessments with rich content. That's providing young New Zealanders with useful maps for navigating the 21st century. And we've got our values right on crime.
David Seymour, you've a loving stock at this country, loving stock at Waitangi. You're the most hated person in New Zealand. You got what you deserve, David. So, what else don't you remember? But Blue Eyes are cold on Child of Peter on Arrow TV.
Take my hand, don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly, don't feel the reaper. Baby, I'm your man.
Fells, don't fever read, but by Brie Isakoff on Shadowpedia on Arrow FM. The song is in 96 feet, the top 10 news in Canada, and it even plays in it on the UK charts. Right. US President Donald Trump said he is a warrior of deployed US troops to support reconstruction of Gaza and officials long-term US ownership of it with development of a territory. We'll do it what is necessary. Trump said our possibility of deploying troops to build any security effective if it's necessary. We'll do that. The comments came after Trump said he wants for years to take ownership of a Gaza Strip with development after Palestinians have resettled elsewhere. We will own it and be responsible for dismantling all their dangerous exploded bombs and other weapons on the site. Trump said on the start of a news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump added the U.S. would level, destroy buildings, and create and create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people for the area. Far comments came after Trump earlier suggested that displaced Palestinians in Gaza be permanently resettled outside the war-torn territory. Trump made a proactive comment over staff of the meeting with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, where the two leaders are expected to discuss the Israel ceasefire hostage in an Israel-Hamas conflict. I don't think people should be going back. Trump said, you can't live in Gaza right now. I think we need another location. I think it should be a location that's got to make people happy. Trump's comments and top of fighters may because of 3 to 5 year time for the reconstruction of a world toy territory and laid out in a temporary truce agreement is not viable. But President previously called on Egypt and Jordan to resettle Gazans. Both countries have fully rejected such proposals, but Trump said he believes both countries, whilst other countries which did not name, will also agree to take Palestinians. You will go over there, guys, as all David Gaza. Trump said, it has all been happening for years, as all death. If we can get a beautiful area to resettle people permanently in our homes, where they can be happy and not be shot and not be killed and not be nice to death for like what's happening in Gaza. Why? The White House's focus on the future of Gaza's more than 2 million residents comes as a nose of truce between Israel and Hamas hands in the balance. Netanyahu, who's facing competing pressure from his right-wing colleagues to end the temporary truce against Hamas militants in Gaza and from a world where Israelis who want the remaining hostages home for the 50-month conflict to end. The leaders see the talks will cover a long sword Israel's underwriter normalization deal and share concerns about Iran's nuclear program as well as a sacrifice of the hostage deal. Trump continued to press for relocated Palestinians from Gaza even after both Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Jordan Abdullah II last happily dismissed the idea Saudi Arabia, a United Arab Emirates, Qatar, the Palestinian Authority, Ava Arab League has also joined Egypt and Jordan originally placed to move Palestinians out of their territories in Gaza and the occupied West Bank. Yet Trump may be betting he can persuade Egypt and Jordan to come around and accept displaced Palestinians because of a significant aid value the U.S. provides Cairo and Amman. Highlight railway members of a Netanyahu's government have been advised a call to move displaced Palestinians out of Gaza. Tell me, it is our virtual play Palestinians fan and might be back for 5 years. Trump's media's invoice, Steve Wickoff told reporters, that is just preposterous. Trump also sent out that he may be reconsidering an independent policy as part of a broader two-day solution to the decades-long Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Wow, there's a lot of plans changed with time, he told reporters when asked if he was still committed to the plan like the one he laid out in 2020, called for the fifth with a Palestinian state. A lot of difficulties as I left, and now I came back. Trump said, now we are faced with a situation that is different in some ways, better and in some ways worse, but we are faced with a very complex and difficult situation we will solve. Netanyahu's arrival in Washington for the first foreign leader of Trump's second term comes as the Prime Minister's support is lagging. The Prime Minister is in the middle of a week-long testimony in an ongoing corruption trial that senators allegations that he exchanged famous media moguls and wealthy associates. He declared the accusations and said he was a victim of a witch hunt. Being seen with Trump, who is popular in Israel, he could have this trip for public from the trial and best needing how he's standing. We do have a white rear of Israel. He's done a great job. Netanyahu also praised Trump's leadership and said a hostage and ceasefire deal was threatened to defeat on the day before Trump took office. I'll just tell you, and I'm happy for her. Netanyahu said of Trump and his administration is Netanyahu's first travel outside Israel since international criminal court issued release warrants in November for him and his former defense minister and homicide military chief against federal crimes against humanity during the war on Gaza. The U.S. does not recognize ICC's authority over its citizens or territory. Netanyahu met with White House National Security Advisor Mike Wallace and worked off on Monday to begin a daunting work of program the next phase of a ceasefire agreement. Netanyahu said in a statement that the meeting with Wyckoff was positive and friendly, but Israel leader said he will send a delegation to Qatar and continue to talks with Hamas that have been mediated by the Gulf Arab country, a first confirmation of his negotiation will continue. Netanyahu also said he will convene his security cabinet to discuss Israel's demands for the next phase of a ceasefire when he returns from Israel at the end of the week. Wyckoff meanwhile said he is planning to meet with Qatar's Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani and Florida on Tuesday local time to discuss the next phase in the ceasefire. Qatar and Asia has served as a key intermediaries with Hamas for conflict. Netanyahu is under pressure from his hard-right members of his government coalition to abandon the ceasefire and resume fighting in Gaza to eliminate Hamas. Bezos moderated one of the Netanyahu's key bars falls to the top of a government if a war isn't relaunched. Steep could lead to early elections. Hamas has received control over Gaza since the ceasefire began last month. He has said, will not release hostages in the secret phase without the end of the war for Israel forces. For withdrawal, Netanyahu meanwhile, but as it Israel has committed a victory over Hamas and a return of all hostages captured in the October 7, 2023 attack that triggered the war. Even Senator Claire Posehn's Martin is among the hostages called on Trump to use American revolutionaries to keep Netanyahu committed to the agreement. Martin Dover is among who are expected to be included in the second phase of the day when all remaining who live hostages, including men under the age of 50 and males under yet to to be established to yet to be determined member of Palestinian prisoners. Firstly, guys also expected, including for withdrawing Israel dress on Gaza. Although President Trump did not appear to see the extreme allies within Israel, he had tried to torpedo his vision, said Zucker Wickers, who traveled to Palestine to watch it from Israel to join a plane rally outside the White House. Were represented a vast majority of Israel. All the extremists are blackmailed or promised to do so in the building. The Programs also expected you to use the visit to pre-trial to take it to serve our original RMT and also face serious military setbacks, including Israel forces significant to guard Hamas and Gaza and Hezbollah military to live on as well as an opportunity to dismantle RMT defenses. From Bowman, in another place has created a way to decisively address Tehran's nuclear program ahead of middle of Netanyahu. Trump's under extensive order that he said he will run the crazy call economic pressure on Iran. We're not allowed them to have a nuclear weapon, Trump said. Yes, facts about Palestine. Did you know Judaism was considered a holy city by the major Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam? Factory all meals in Palestine include pita bread. Three forms of currency are all accepted in Palestine, the Israeli new shekel, the Egyptian pound, and the Jordanian dinar. Bethlehem, West Bank, and the proper birthplace of Jesus Christ. And the fact of the day is in October 1941, more than 550,000 Jews were killed by Romanian troops in what known as the Odessa Massacre. Right, the final song of the day and I'm playing is the play Australian dance music. One out it is. Take it by Dom Dollar.
your space and shake it. Just shake it. Dance a little, move some more. Push it back down to the floor and shake it. Just shake it. Looking deep into my eyes, bend it back and do your best to break it. To break it. Girl, you really look the part. Reach right out, you got my heart. Now take it. Just take it, take it.
It was taken by Dom Dollar on Shadowpedia on Arrow EVFS. For Shadowpedia, I'll see you next time. Bye bye. Got another program coming up. So have a good time and good luck.